Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What is up? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. I'm your host, Alan Bell. And you know what? I wanted to be so efficient in time that we didn't even have an intro. I just wanted to start with the three. Look at these boys. Look at them. First off. All right. I'll tell you what. We'll get to the picks in just a second. Spectre, how we doing? You've been working on, you've been basically rebuilding the entire website. New model, new everything. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going well. Yeah, we're on the cusp of finishing them all up. I mean, we're talking like 9 soccer leagues, all the college sports. We're going to be ready for next season with everything you got, player props. We're going to do it all. So I'm excited for it, but it's been a journey.
It has been a journey, man. You and the team, y'all been working hard for sure. Now, Barner, always working hard. The best background, I still say, in the entire Early Edge family here. How we doing, bro?
I'm good, thanks. I'm glad you guys didn't get the red shirt memo that me and EC got, but that's all right.
I know. Wait, I'm not great. Yeah, sorry about that. And EC, all right, you're in the red shirt security crew here. We went bag yesterday. Crazy day, crazy night. How we doing?
Well, you know, AB. I mean, listen. I want to address one thing here. First of all, the people that say the coach has my number in the showdowns. All right, the other day was the luckiest you-know-what that you guys have ever seen. That's number one. Last night, I'll admit, he made a good pick. I made a bad pick. It happens. He got me there. But to say he has your number, don't do it again. No, I'm going to keep firing away at him when I can. So I'm not afraid. And then I hope you fade me the next time and you lose.
I'll tell you what. I was going to say, I would take you off the schedule completely if you didn't keep firing away. Keep going at it. Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a lot of fire today, AB. I got 4 picks, including a parlay.
I love it. We're going to get into it right now. Is that an Arizona shirt?
It is. Yeah, we're representing. You know, I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. They better win tonight, AB. I paid $200 for a lower-level ticket to tomorrow night's Pac-12 semifinals. They better be there. So, yes, Arizona is on my parlay. I'm going to make that clear.
Yeah, you're going to end up tomorrow watching Stanford and Cal Poly or something, right?
That will not go well with me, AB. Not go well.
No Stanford. Right. No to Stanford.
Yeah, no, indeed. No, don't bet them in baseball, even though somehow they're the number 2 team in the country. I have no idea. All right, enough of that. Let's get to the picks. Spectre, throwing it to you, man. Got some play. Come at us, Betty. What you got?
Yeah, we're going to start off with Domantas Sabonis over 35.5 points, rebounds, and assists at -121. I know this isn't the best matchup for Sabonis against the Knicks. The Knicks allow the least amount of points to centers and 4th least amount of points to power forwards. But Sabonis isn't your typical power forward center position, and he did go over this line just barely with 36 the last time they played. However, the way Sabonis has been playing recently, I think this line is a little bit low. If you had taken this line in his last 10 games, he'd gone over them 9 out of 10 times. He's averaging 40.4 points, rebounds, and assists a game. And over the entire season, he's gone over this line 40 of the 62 games that he has played. And I know the Knicks play a slow pace of basketball, but the last time I thought a slow defensive-minded team would slow down the Kings, it was the Clippers. And we all know how that ended, the second highest scoring game in NBA history. So this time I'm going with an over Domantas Sabonis, 35.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Real quick, I did see in the chat Sabonis 30.5 points and rebounds for somebody who doesn't have points, rebounds, and assists. I don't like that as much. If you were to look at 30.5, I believe he's only gone over that 6 out of 10 times in the last games. He's actually been assisting a lot more. So I don't like the points, rebounds, 30.5 one.
It's a great look, sir. Great look. Now, speaking of another one, my man, Mikey B. You got 2 plays. NBA, props. What you got, bro?
All right. First of all, I saw Taylor in the chat asked. I had posted a Chris Middleton under 18.5 prop earlier this morning on Sportsline. That was before Giannis got ruled out. It went from probable to out. Got to love the NBA. So, no, don't play that anymore. That line has changed anyways. But for the 2 picks for the show here, we're going to go to the Hornets and Pistons game. We'll do Kelly Oubre Jr. over 22.5 points at minus 125. This has the potential to be a high-scoring game. Both teams are in the bottom 10 in the league in defensive rating. Oubre has been starting with LaMelo Ball out. He's never won a shy away from jacking up shots. He scored at least 26 points in three of the four games since moving into the starting lineup. And he played at least 35 minutes in all four of those games, which helps his cause. Then we're going to go to the Grizzlies and Warriors game. Dante DiVincenzo over 3.5 assists at minus 139. The Warriors finally have their shooters back. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, all healthy at the same time. That's great news for DiVincenzo, who's been starting with Andrew Wiggins out. He has at least four assists in six of the last nine games as a starter. And with Curry back the last two games, he had 6 and 7 assists respectively.
Respectively, indeed. Well done. Well done. All right, now, EC, look. Dude, it's like going to the movies, man. Like, you are entertaining as hell. Got my drink. Got some candy here. I'm just going to sit back, dude. Let you let it rip, bro. What do you got?
Well, I appreciate that, AB. We're going to try to make this quick, but we have three overs and a money line parlay. Let's start this afternoon. Conference USA, Western Kentucky, Florida Atlantic, over 140.5. In two games this season, it's been 138 and 133. But FAU is averaging over 79 points a game this year. In their last six wins, they've scored 90-plus twice, 100-plus twice, and their lowest totals were 75 and 76. But in six of their last nine games, they've given up 70-plus. Western Kentucky can be hit or miss with scoring. I think Florida Atlantic scores 80. I think all we need is 61 at that point from Western Kentucky, and I think we hit that. Then we're going to go to DePaul and Xavier over 152.5. Xavier averages over 82 a game, and DePaul gives up 77 a game, which is in the bottom 21st worst in the country. They're not very good defensively. They played well yesterday and upset Seton Hall, but I don't see that happening today. Xavier has scored 78 or more points in their last 13 wins. They're going to win tonight, and I think what we need them to do is score like 85 or more. I think they will. DePaul's lost 12 straight to end the regular season, and in those 12, in nine of them, they gave up 80-plus. I think Xavier scores a lot, and DePaul pushes us over there. I think 88 for Xavier, and maybe we get in the upper 60s for DePaul. I think this one's an easy hit. And then we have Villanova-Creighton over 134.5. This is my favorite play of the overs that I'm giving out today. These two teams have played twice this year, 127 and 146. In the five neutral site games they played this year, Villanova averages 5 points higher than their season average. So they're averaging 75 a game in these neutral site games. Creighton averages about 77 a game in all of their games. And in 11 of Creighton's 14 conference wins, they've scored 73 plus. So if we're going to give Creighton a win and 73 points, all we need is what, 62 from Villanova? I think we can do that. And then I know what you guys have been waiting for. Don't tell Coach. Don't tweet him. Don't tell him. We're going to keep this just strictly to Early Edge in five since AB's hosting. A money line parlay in college basketball. It's one of the great betting days of the year, so we have to take advantage of it. All right, here we go. Number one, Arkansas. So Arkansas last night was a pick'em. I got them on the site as a pick'em. They were -3.5 today. Here's the stat why you want to play Arkansas. Their coach, Eric Musselman, in college, 7-0 in the first game of a conference tournament. Bruce Pearl at Auburn, 2-4 in the first game of a conference tournament. I like the Musselman history, even though you can fade him tomorrow. So I think they're number one. Number two, Arizona. You know, I got to represent my Wildcats. I'm going to see them in Vegas tomorrow, hopefully. The only team that they have not been able to beat this season that they played is Stanford. Revenge happens tonight. We take them as a nice money line, some nice money line juice. And then finally, in the SEC tournament, we're going to go to the late game, Vanderbilt over LSU. Vandy won 8 of 9 to end the regular season, but their only loss was to LSU. It's payback time. All three of these teams get some payback over teams that beat them in the regular season, and we can do this parlay at plus 195, AB.
Plus 195?
Plus 195.
Nice. All right. They get the SEC tournament here in Nashville, and it's, you know, a minute away from our office, and I was driving through there earlier, and let me say this. The atmosphere is great, like when Kentucky is really good, because they're like the control in this because everyone loves to hate them. So like when their fans are walking up the street, people are booing them, you know, yelling stuff from the bars. But like when Kentucky's not like super hype, you don't get it as much. I'll tell you what, though, Vandy fans have been fired up by Stackhouse, what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, so 8 of 9, they've won at the end of the regular season there, AB. And if they win tonight, who do they play tomorrow? Kentucky. Yep. So Vandy, I mean, there are some Vandy fans, I'll keep them nameless, who think they have a good chance at the tournament with a win tonight. I disagree with that, but I think you win tonight and beat Kentucky tomorrow, and then we can talk.
Okay, that's fair enough. All right. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a look at the recap here. Look sharp. EC, he is on Western Kentucky, Florida Atlantic, over 140 and a half. DePaul, Xavier, over 152 and a half. Villanova, Creighton, over 134 and a half. College basketball moneyline parlay pays out at plus 195. Arkansas, Arizona, and Vanderbilt. The speculator, he is on DeMontis Sabonis, over 35 and a half. Points, rebounds, and assists. That comes out at minus 121. Barter, he is on Kelly Oubre Jr. over 22 and a half points, as well as Dante DiVincenzo over 3.5. And just a phenomenal name, over 3.5 assists at minus 139. And the AB3, let's bring this thing back tonight, all right? Pays out plus 205, three legs on the parlay, Texas money line, Arizona money line, bear down. And we're also going to go North Carolina, Virginia over 129.
I love that. I love that AB3 right there. I think I might play that as is.
Yeah. Like, you know, I feel pretty good about Texas. I feel great about Arizona, obviously. You know, the North Carolina, Virginia over, I feel solid about it as well. But yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to have a little bit of a push there. We need North Carolina to play well. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need them, you know, to kind of just fall apart there. But yeah, I think we can get there.
I think, see, AB, I wanted to make a pick on that game. I could make arguments on both sides. North Carolina probably needs it to get in the tournament.
Yep.
So they're going to play desperate. Virginia needs to slow the game down. They're not probably going to win a game in the 70s against North Carolina. Going to be really fascinating.
Yeah, it is, dude. It is. And you want to hear something funny real quick before we get out of here? Speaking of like college basketball, we're going to see Jim Nance, you know, obviously during March Madness. So he lives in Nashville now. Okay.
Really?
And he lives just down the street from the office, probably like 10 minutes. I'm listening to a local sports radio, a station that I do a show on there. Jim Nance just called in like a regular person, like Jim on a car phone, right? And just cut it up for like 30 minutes, dude. It was awesome. 104.5 The Zone is the station. 3HL is the show. Brent, Slay, Don, give a shout out to them. Yeah, like it was awesome. Like he just called in. It was just cutting up, talking about basketball.
Really?
Yeah. I'll put the link out, dude. It was awesome. It was funny because like you don't ever get Jim Nance of like, just normal, you know what I mean? Just like, just talking shop. Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome. Good. That's, you got to bring him into the office, AB. Let's get him on Early Edge in 5. What do you
say?
Bro,
I've been trying, dude. I've been trying to get him in. It's a little tough. I don't know if my email at CBS goes to his email. I think they probably filter that one out. But yeah, we'll see.
Got to work on that. That's your project, you know, not once basketball season's done. I know he's traveling for golf, but it'd be cool to have. Let's bring him on for some picks.
That'd be awesome. I think I'm a few promotions away from his level, though. I think I need to put in some extra work.
Hey, come on, have Noah make a call then. Yeah, Noah, make a call.
Now please. We're talking. Noah can get that job done, no doubt. Any final thoughts, boys, before we get out of here?
No, for me, let's have a good day.
Yeah,
let's bear have down. A good
day. Bear down. Bear down.
Win big this weekend. All of you, let's hit it big. That's all I have to say.
There we go. I like it. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be live tomorrow, Friday morning, normal time, 10 a.m. Eastern, as well as the Early Edge in 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern. But until then, best of luck. It's Cashy's Tickets. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.